what you wanna do.
Be what you wanna be.
Relatables. Alrighty, welcome back to Dilemmas episode, guys. Big apologies from our end, on our end, for not posting these consistently. But look, at least you got one.
Yeah.
At least you got one.
Oh, no, to be fair to us, I don't like to make excuses.
Yeah. But
we completely forgot.
Just completely forgot.
And then I saw a message asking about confession sessions, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I forgot about dilemmas.
Okay, look, dilemmas... pretty slack to forget because they're not hard to do. We have a million of them and all we have to do is come in here and record them.
Mm.
Confession sessions, honestly, I haven't forgot about them. I just can't be fucked.
Yeah, we need a better system.
No. It's not that I can't be fucked, it's that we need a better system.
But
because it's like time.
It's coming in the future. There's a few things in the background we're working on to make everything better.
Yeah.
Which is like what's taking up a lot of Jake's time. Jake's building stuff.
Ooh.
But otherwise, I don't want to make excuses. They're still coming out here and there.
Yeah.
But
we'll give them to you when we can. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Like maybe for confessions, we can just start like doing one confession and then just like over a few weeks, build up an episode.
True.
Maybe we can do that. It's probably like an easier way to do it. Less stress and you just like put one together and post it for people.
Exactly.
Like, and then like, maybe we could do like, instead of like having one topic of confessions, it's like, just come on and confess something.
Yeah, true. Know,
like you cheated on your boyfriend and we'll be like, you fuck. Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Dilemmas, baby.
Dilemmas. Hey, boys. My dilemma dates are back a while. 2021 to be exact. That's a whole year. It could be March 2021. That's not very exact, but okay.
That's 3 years.
Fair. Backstory. My friend and I were mucking around with guys in an army friend group. We both hooked up with a guy each and thought that was the end of it. Turns out my guy I hooked up with had a girlfriend. I kept quiet because I didn't know anything specific. We ended up hooking up again, but I asked him, was he still with her? He replied with, I've never had one. Fast forward to last night. I'm minding my own goddamn business, watching a movie with a facial mask on. And this slimy worm of a human messages me, asking me if I'm out. I confront him about his lying back then, and he says I'm full of it. Then proceeds to message me asking forcefully to come over. I'm not having a bar of it. And end the conversation with telling him to get home safe. I like how she's like all that. And then she's like, yeah, get home safe though.
Yeah.
Okay. Not being able to sleep. I did some digging and this man is in fact still in a relationship. Do I message her and tell her what happened? Possibly getting handed a new one, but knowing I did the right thing. Or do I hold my peace and take it to the grave? Regards, a confused girly who feels sick to the stomach about this worm's behavior.
That was... brilliantly written.
That was great. The way there was like paragraphs. She used, what's it called? Teal, real,
yeah.
Meal, whatever we did at school. She did good.
So we've had another dilemma that's similar of should you tell the,
we've had a few of
the same sex.
As in like, should you tell them?
And everyone's divided.
Yeah.
Is there girl code where she has a right to tell, the girl does have a right to know.
Okay. The girl, okay. This is such a tricky...
So I see. My thinking process is that girlfriend has a right to know, but also as that girl, I wouldn't want that drama in my life.
I know. I mean, I guess you could just pop her a little message and be like, "Yeah, but this is I don't want any drama in my life, so I'm just letting you know."
Yeah,
but and like you do with this information what you want.
A lot of the times, the girlfriend's like, "Oh yeah, whatever. You're probably trying to get with him because he told her something." That happens too.
Why do girlfriends defend their fucking wormy boyfriends? Like, what?
Squirmy.
I just love how she's talking about this slimy fucking dickhead, blah, blah, blah. I ended the conversation with, get home safe though. Yeah.
Like, what? I'm divided. I actually do
want to know. Okay. We'll say our opinions and then I actually want people listening you can message me personally. Actually, no, don't. I don't get my requests. Message the podcast, we look at those. Message them what you think, what's your stance on whether or not you should tell someone if you've slept with someone and then found out after the fact they have a partner. Firstly, I'm going to say, what would I do? Basically, I think I would want to tell the person because I would want to know. Because surely they're going to find out eventually. Karma's going to catch up.
I think I'm leaning towards your side.
Yeah.
Can I also throw...
I see both sides.
Can I throw a curveball in there?
Yeah.
So, right. You might have this guy's number, or you won't. You can find it.
You're a girl.
Yeah. You got skills, right? He's a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. So he's probably sleeping with other girls as well, right?
I'd say he is.
Get one of those. There's anonymous texting apps that text you saying someone's been to the clinic and you have an STD, and send that to him.
Ooh. Wait, his girlfriend's probably getting STDs.
Yeah. So that would be my, that's pretty toxic. That was just another third curveball. Maybe do that as well for a bit of fun. I'm going to say, tell her, send her a message, leave it, don't reply anymore, don't give her any detail, just say you have a right to know.
I'm thinking, yeah, like if they're still together, she has a right to know. But if like, if they're broken up, she doesn't need to know.
But she has texting proof as well that says he's saying come over.
And he's also lying.
Yeah.
She's confronted him like, you had a girlfriend at the time. And he's like, no, I didn't.
This guy's a worm. He deserves to be like caught out. So honestly, I think screenshot that, send it. But then don't get involved too much. Don't like just tell her the whole story. Just say, he's cheating. Here's the proof. See ya.
Say, yeah, I'm so sorry. I slept with this guy and then I found out after the fact. I'm so sorry. But I just, for the girlies, you got to know. Got
to
get rid of this.
I think
trash,
that's
dude.
The right thing to do.
I think that's the right thing to do as well.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. We got this in the end.
He made you part of this.
Yeah.
You know? You're just in, now you're in this.
Innocent bystander.
Yeah, he made you part of this.
You just wanted to have sex.
This man needs to be fucking put in jail.
Yeah.
He needs to be fucking, what's it called? Put to sleep.
Euthanized. Is that, put to sleep, he's like a dog.
What's it called? He just needs to be sedated, that's what it is. Yeah. He needs to be sedated, not killed. He needs to be sedated.
Yeah, okay. My next one. Hey guys, I have a dilemma, but firstly, I would like to say how much I appreciate the show. You guys are doing a great job and I love the podcast.
Thanks.
So my dilemma is, I met this guy on one of my travels. We spent like a week together. Also lost my virginity to him and he still doesn't know. Yeah. And now we have become very good friends. We talk every day and I share almost everything with him. I appreciate having him in my life a lot, but I can't help but wonder sometimes if I have had some feelings for him. I'm a person who gets attached really quickly and I'm afraid to lose people, especially who are close to my heart. I feel like he's the only person that gets me sometimes and also the only person who can calm me when I'm having anxiety attacks lately. I'm afraid to lose that, but I also know that he's looking at me as only a friend and I wouldn't want to change that in the future. He's really stubborn and likes complicated things, by the way. By the way, I live in a different country. What should I do?
So he's really stubborn, likes complicated things. You live in a different country. Firstly, you said you think you're getting feelings for this man.
Yeah.
How old are you? You have feelings for him.
Yeah. So the fact that you sent this dilemma in.
Yeah.
I think you just can't admit that you have feelings for him.
I think he may have feelings for you too.
I think so too. But also, a couple things to debunk. Virginity thing.
Yeah.
Would he know?
He might not know.
He might not?
He might not know.
Yeah.
He might not know. He might have just been like, maybe you're a natural.
Maybe it was, yeah.
Maybe it was his virginity. Yeah. You guys both just don't know.
There's an underlying theme here that communication isn't both their strong points though.
Exactly.
That they can't communicate their feelings. Why wouldn't you tell them his virginity? Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Like you probably, I don't know, it would have been better if you would have known because you would have went slower maybe.
Or like, would have gone slow, or like if you told him after the fact and then he was like, and then he knew for future, like, I don't know. That's actually tough.
Yeah.
Again, tough. I'm going to say you live in a different country.
So living in a different country to us means a big thing because it's so hard to get anywhere else in Australia.
Actually true. Yeah. What if you're from Europe?
Yeah. If you're in England and then you live in Ireland, like.
Yeah. That's like a 20, it's like a 30 minute flight.
Yeah.
I've done it. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not far at all. But what was the dilemma?
Oh, I'm going to say, what should she do with this situation?
Oh, okay. Okay.
My advice as, do you think you catch feelings with the person you lose virginity to?
Probably, but what I'm going to say is just tell him you have feelings for him and see what he says. There's literally nothing else to do.
True, good point.
Just tell him you have feelings for him, see what he says. If he doesn't feel the same, then save your feelings and you can't really be friends with him because you have feelings for him.
Mm.
And if he says he feels the same, then try and make it work.
I agree. Yeah. I was going to say, I think you get feelings because losing virginity is there's a separate type of intimate connection you never made before.
Yeah.
And it's a different type of feeling. It's new.
Yeah.
And you'll find out eventually that
it's
not the right type of feelings. It's just that you've never made that type of intimate connection before down the track because you're so young.
You may find out eventually that he fucking sucked at it.
Yeah. But do what Jake said. Just communication, girl.
Literally, just tell him. Literally tell him. You have one life to live, okay? If you make it to 80, you're lucky, okay? That's 80 winters.
You might not get euthanized like that other bloke.
That's 80, yeah. 80 winters, 80 summers, 80 springs, 80 falls, autumns, whatever you call it. When you talk about it, it doesn't sound like that much.
Yeah, not really.
Thinking about it.
Fuck.
So what's the point in fucking like just being like scared to tell someone how you feel if that's all you get?
Yeah.
You're wasting your time.
Message him, be like, tell him. You took my virginity and I'm in love with you.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell him it was my virginity. I've got feelings for you. I just need to know if you feel the same, because if you don't, I'm wasting my time here and we can't be friends. I got to move on. All right? Be grown up. Be mature.
We're healthy today.
Fuck yeah, we are healthy.
We woke up and chose health.
Yeah. I saw a video about that whole 80 summers and 80 winters thing and I was like, I have to use that sometime. Okay. Love the podcast, boys. I have a dilemma. I had a one-night stand with a guy around my age a few months ago. We met at a club. Turns out he is my second cousin. I recently went to a wedding for a family member and he happened to be there. I assumed he must have gone with another guest or something until my auntie introduced us as second cousins. Since us first meeting, we had been seeing each other regularly. It's a fucked situation. What do I do? We have both said we feel like we have a genuine connection.
Is that it?
That's all of it.
Oh,
so basically saying, what do I do? And then she wanted to let us know that thinks they have a genuine connection.
What's second cousin again?
Okay, second cousin is... Okay, so let's... I'm pretty sure a second cousin is like... Okay, my dad's cousin is my second cousin.
Yeah.
And their kid is also my second cousin, once removed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, basically it's like this person's second cousin's kid.
Okay.
Her mum's cousin's kid.
That's too close.
Too close. If you end up at the same wedding, that's too close. If you end up at the same funeral, that's too close.
Blood going on that you don't want to know about.
Yeah, I think it's close enough to be like, could our kid have three eyes?
You know why they have a connection?
Why?
They're related. That's why. They got the same gene pool.
They remember each other from fucking babies. That's why they have a connection. That's crazy.
I couldn't find that out, eh? What would you do? You were seeing a girl casually and you rock up to a family thing event and your grandma's like, oh, here's...
You both go to a wedding. You're like, you're seeing her regularly after you sleep together. And then I'm like, and she's like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, I'm actually going to a wedding. She's like, oh, I'm going to one too. It's like, oh, cool. And then like, we just don't talk anymore about it. And then we're at the same wedding. We're like, what the hell?
I couldn't find that out, eh?
Okay, here's what I would do if I found this out. Fucking instantly, I'd be saying to the person, I feel disgusting. Yeah. We cannot do this anymore. All right. And even if they said to me, it's like, oh, but I feel like we have a genuine connection. I'd be like, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I couldn't find that out.
You have to end this.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You have to end this.
I would have to go like do like a million push-ups or something.
I don't know what I would do. I would have to go on the fucking Relatables podcast and confess something.
Yeah.
That's just like this way, just like she's doing.
Yeah, get something off your
chest. I'd have to go get it off my chest to someone. All right.
Yeah, just
I'd be going straight to church.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Born again Christian.
Don't be questioning this connection bullshit.
No,
get out of there.
There's no connection. You're making a connection.
You have 80 years in this world.
Yeah,
there's also there's 8 million people to go find them.
There's 8 billion.
8 billion. Sorry. Like, come on, honestly. Your cousin's not the one.
No, your second cousin is not the one. All right. Okay. Crazy.
My next one. I'm 33-year-old female and have spent a lot of last year in hospital with a brain tumor.
Ooh.
I'm finally feeling a lot better and started going on the dating apps. I've always struggled with my self-worth, but feel different now. I'm back to myself physically and mentally I'm working on it. Anyways, I met this guy on Hinge, super hot and a year older than me and super smart. We had a great vibe, so I invited him over to my place because I was like, why not? Yeah. We ended up sleeping together and now I feel like I won't hear from him again. Is this how guys think? If a girl puts herself out there on a first date, will it be seen as just a hookup? Thanks. Love the potty. She said her name. I'm just not going to say it anyway.
No, that's her name. I mean, to some guys it might. To some guys it might not. You never know. You just kind of have to wait to see if he messages you.
Yeah.
Or you can say to him, like, had a great time last night. I'd love to do it again and see what he says.
You would think I'm just thinking at 33, you think there would a bit of maturity would come into it and he's 34.
Yeah.
That like there would be some type of communication.
Surely in your mid-30s, you're not looking for a one-night stand. And some like, dudes might.
Yeah, but like even if you were, you like surely you have the like communication skills to say like, hey, look, that was fun. I'm not looking for anything. It was very nice to meet you. Rather than just doing being an 18-year-old and just ghost. So we don't know the mindset of 33-year-old.
I was also, some people just don't grow up.
Is Hinge the one that's like just for hookup culture?
I don't actually know. I don't think any of them want to be just
they're not
culture. And then
I thought Hinge is the one that has the stigma around just fucking though.
Really?
I think so.
So and Hinge is like the one where you don't swipe on a person, you like a specific photo or you can reply to a specific photo or something on their profile.
Yeah.
And then that's what you like, that gets sent to you and then you get to choose whether or not. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Honestly, I would hope at 33 that a guy would have the communication skills in his toolbox to tell you what's going on. You yeah. say you feel like, she said she feels like he's not going to talk to her again.
Well, then just maybe you got to take the L.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the feeling is like it's been just a short period of time and it might happen.
Yeah.
And she's just feeling a bit insecure because she's the first time she's put herself out there in a long time.
Yeah.
Which is tough.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly not, I wouldn't be opposed if you run an, sometimes you got to not let the mind wander and be like, hey, had a fun time. You want to do it again?
Yeah, exactly. And like if you just got, it's your life.
Yeah. And if he ghosts you or do anything, then you got the closure you need to move on. You got off.
True. It's like you may as well, like instead of stressing and waiting for him to message you, you may as well just message him now and say, had a great time, blah, blah, blah. If you want to do it again, let him know you want to do it again. And then if he just comes back and goes, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm just not looking for anything. And then at least you know 2 days later instead of fucking a week later.
And one like, of the things that's probably in the back of your mind is you might be coming across as needy. But if you do come across as needy and he doesn't want to do anything again, you're never going to see him again. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Seriously. And big ups for getting rid of cancer. That's wild.
Yeah, 100%.
Big respect.
Good luck with the mental health in the future.
Yeah, exactly. There will be a guy out there for you.
Yeah.
All right. I have a dilemma. You're in the right place. My boyfriend and I of 1 year are having intimacy issues. At least I think we are. When we first got together, our sex life was great. Not like crazy every day, but enough to satisfy. But the 6 months, but the past 6 months has been different. I know couples go through lulls and guys don't always want to have sex, but it very rarely happens. And now I'm always the one to initiate. Totally fine with initiating it, but when I'm in the constantly getting rejected, it takes a toll on my body image. I overthink things and assume he isn't physically attracted to me. I have thought about breaking up with him because I'm not happy with our sex life at the moment, but I don't want to throw away our great relationship for nothing. He was also my first, so I don't really have any experience with other guys to compare it to. Not sure what to do. If I'm being totally insane and overreacting, please let me know. Such a big fan of your podcast. The thing we love, things we love about girls part always makes me smile.
I was going to say the first point is she doesn't want to throw it away over nothing.
Yeah.
It is something. I wouldn't, she's...
Yeah, that's something.
She's like devaluing her feelings and how she feels. Like, oh, it's just nothing. Like, we don't have sex. Like, that's a massive
that's
thing.
Huge, yeah. That's
yeah,
huge.
I don't know why she was saying that.
Yeah.
So that was my first rebuttal.
Yeah, that's like first thing you noticed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like saying this problem that she feels so deeply about isn't important, but it is.
Yeah, and she also, and she said like, let me know if I'm being insane. It's like, I mean, your feelings are your feelings.
Yeah, you know? You're the one feeling them. They're not insane.
Exactly. Like, yeah. How can it be insane if you're the one feeling them? It's just because someone else doesn't feel that way that you feel. Like, don't let anyone tell you how to feel.
No.
Don't let anyone say like, oh, you know, couples, they go through lulls, you know? Like, if you don't want to go through a lull, don't go through a fucking lull.
Mm, exactly. Like, and you know? You don't really want to be getting rejection. Like, fair enough. You're not both always in the mood.
Mm.
If you get rejected, like, it's probably, I reckon, like, couple times a month max. Mm. And it's both ways.
Yeah.
And it's like normally like, oh, let's do it in the morning. Not like, it's like, it's late at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You normally give them a, like a next answer, not just like, nah, I'm good, eh? So I think for me, if that was my relationship and I wasn't having sex, I wouldn't be in it.
No, you'd really want to.
That might sounds a little toxic, but I honestly.
No, I agree actually.
If I was getting rejected all the time,
yeah.
Sex life was going down, I wasn't getting pleased physically,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, nah, I would talk to him and tell him all these things, see what his response is. And if it's not caring about my feelings and trying to work on it, then yeah, nah, I'm out.
No, that's what I was going to say is let him know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, let him, like, say to him, like, you always reject me. Like, sex is a massive part of a relationship. Don't let him gaslight you into being like, all you care about is sex. Like, don't let him gaslight. Like, just let him know how you feel. And if he's mature and he loves you, he's going to care about your feelings and he's going to try harder. Or you may find out that he's immature and, you know, like...
Well, one of the things about sex, like, obviously the feeling's very good, but being, like, naked and feeling sexy and wanted is one of the best feelings ever.
Yeah, you want to feel sexy.
Yeah.
Like, you're struggling with body image now because you feel like your boyfriend isn't attracted to you.
Yeah, as soon as you're going to get naked, you want to be like, this guy want to have put those eyes on, those just goggles, it's just like, oh, shit, she's naked. You want to see that and be like, because it's your naked state, no one else sees that. You want to feel like the most pretty woman in the room in the world when at that moment, not getting rejected.
100%, yeah.
So I think it's a way bigger problem than you're giving yourself.
I think, yeah.
Talk to him. And a lot of things, I've known dudes who get sloppy and lazy in their relationships because they're
comfortable
and they have a big day at work. But I don't know, maybe talk to him about, he might be wanking too much.
Maybe behind he's masturbating.
Behind closed doors. Because I don't know what, unless he's got low testosterone, every dude wants to have sex like at least once a week.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Actually, okay, how often do you think, okay, let's say you've been with your girlfriend for 5 years.
Mm.
How often do you think is like a good healthy amount of sex?
5 years, I would say min once a week.
You'd think once a week. I feel like once a week at 5 years together is actually like a good amount. I'm talking like high end.
You reckon?
I reckon you're at the higher end. On average.
I'm thinking on my...
Some people love
it. My testosterone, maybe... Nah, still 30 I reckon be high. But like maybe 35, my test might be a bit lower and like the sex drive on both parties would be like...
Fuck that. If I ever start to have my sex drive going down, I'm going straight to TRT. Because it's fun and it feels good and you feel good. Like...
Yeah, it's cardio too.
Honestly, facts.
It's win-win.
So I'm going to say, I think my advice would be... Talk to him. Let him know how you're feeling. You shouldn't be scared to talk to your partner about how you feel.
Mm.
Okay? Even if it hurts their feelings.
Mm.
I don't think this is going to hurt his feelings. But
not at all. And don't be opposed to... you said it was your first relationship and your virginity. You might be a bit scared to jump it back on the scene.
Mm.
But that's exciting. You see that as an opportunity to figure out more about your body. Like you only know this guy, how he does sex.
Figure out what you like.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have. It's an opportunity to learn too. So don't be scared to... Don't be too comfortable that you think you have to stay with him because you're scared of what the future holds for you.
Yeah. And I think that, sorry, I just wanted to say one more thing. It's like, we have like opinions on things, you know, it's like we sometimes say, you know, like your first relationship's a great one, but it's also good to get out of the way because you want to go experience more. It's like, it's good to have experience, but it's like, there's nothing wrong with being with one person from the start for the rest of your life. There's also nothing wrong with that. I feel like people get all these ideas in their head that they want experience and they feel like they need experience and then they do lose a good relationship because of that. But also, I would like to really point out, like, this, your life is your life and not a single person can give you the answer of what to do in your life. Anyone can say what they think and they can give you advice.
Mm.
And if you take that on, by all means, take that on. But also, it is your life. Only you know what's right for you.
100%.
You know? So if you feel the need to break up with him, that's the right answer. Or if you feel the need to try and make it work, that's the right answer. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You don't need to regret any decisions. Like it's your life.
That's it. Going into that analogy, doctors a lot of the time say you're fine, but in your body, you know something's wrong.
Yeah.
And you have to go to a lot of different like professionals to figure out what's in. You know something deep down is wrong and you got to figure out yourself.
Yeah.
Even though you rely on these health professionals. It's the same thing. You just got to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, agreed.
My next one, not a relationship one. How can I find true happiness if all my true friends whom I have known since birth live in another country? And I am stuck here just with some good friends in quotation marks. Don't get me wrong. They make life easier and I'm definitely grateful for having them. And I know that if I lived in my motherland, I could have spent time with my day once. I can't move back because we made it out of this mess of my country is right now and I still miss it. We visit every few months and I spend my summers there. I'm also doing my hobbies here in the country I live in now frequently and I go out to try and make new friends, I just never click with the people like that. There is always this feeling of missing out and not being 100% happy. How can I change my mindset and be more happy? P.S. English was my first language. Lots of love.
I wonder where she's from.
What's the all the bombings going on at the moment? Like the
Well, there's like, oh, I don't think we should talk about that.
I was just going to say where.
Oh, it's in Israel.
Yeah, Israel. That was
the country. Yeah, I wonder if that's where. Not she
the reasoning.
Is.
It could have been she got out of something like that. Yeah, her country's at war.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So there's no. I don't want to come back here and be like, you can just go back to your country then. So no. I'm not going to say that just in case that's the case.
Well, even another relatable one, it could be in England that a lot of African nations move from anywhere in Africa to England for so-called getting out.
Yeah. It's a better life. And we have Australia is very multicultural as well. People get out of like heaps of, like I swear like 80% of chefs in Australia are Nepalese.
Is that Nepalian?
Nepalese. And they're nicest human beings you've ever met in your life.
Is it Nepalese? Are you sure?
If they're from Nepal, they're Nepalese.
Are you sure?
Not anymore, now that you're saying that, but I'm pretty sure.
Nepalese, that does not sound right. But anyway.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm sure it is.
Let's pretend she's Nepalese.
Okay.
So she's left her friends in Nepal.
Yeah.
And they're a day oneers. But she's got out with her family, so she's got a better life. So to
say. Access to good education, good jobs.
She's doing all the right things. She's meeting new people. She's doing hobbies, but she still can't find true happiness. Mm-hmm. How can she change her mindset towards this?
All right. I would like to point out that this is just like, this one is just us going off the information we have because Oddie and I, we have not experienced this. We are very, very lucky to be born where we're born and not have the feeling of needing to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me point that out quickly. But let's go off the information we have. I'm going to say...
Also, there's probably cultural differences in she can't find friends.
True.
Even a human there is.
Yeah.
When you make jokes and stuff or anything like
that. Yeah, actually, yeah, very true. Yeah. Different religions.
Different culture, yeah.
So maybe if you're in a place where there is a lot of the same people of where you're from and, I don't know, maybe same religions, I wonder if there's any, like, groups...
Like there's similar cultures.
Yeah, similar like a cultural group that you could go to.
See, if I was that person, I would be like, ew.
Yeah.
I would be like, well, you wouldn't want to go to that.
True. You and I wouldn't like that type of
thing.
Like, some people do. Some people like to go and like run clubs and like to go to like different groups of like doing stuff.
She says she's putting herself out there. She wants to change her mindset. I think she's doing the right things already. It's just more of a mental thing personally that she's missing out on her past friends, which is, I would assume she's... Young.
Mm-hmm.
Younger.
Yep.
I don't know how you could change your mindset though. It's more just, I would probably say do things like single things. I don't know how to spit it out.
Maybe you need to look at it in a way of like, so she said she goes back when she can. She spends summers there. So you go back, I don't know, once, twice a year. Like maybe you need to look at it in a way of like, I'm sure you do look at it in this way, but maybe you're in a bit of a rut missing these day ones. And like, you might need to look at it in a way where it's like, I am very lucky to be in the position I am where I am in a different country with hopefully better access to all these things. And then also it's like, I also am lucky enough to be able to go back once or twice a year if you're going there for the summer, that's an extended period of time. Mm. And so you do still get to go see them every now and then. Whereas maybe they look at you and they think like, damn, we wish we were in that position. Mm. Maybe instead of a good way to, instead of focusing on negatives, like missing them, it's more positive to focus on things like
you get to say,
it's glad that you, it's a good thing that you miss them because you love them, but you do get to see them. So you want to use the opportunity you have of getting out to the most best of your ability by, like, just, I guess, really using it.
Yeah.
I guess.
I would say you're in a tricky transitional period. And you say you do hobbies. What I would do probably is pick a hobby / sport or activity where you don't have time to think and you're meeting new people.
Mm.
So when I played soccer, for example, 90 minutes, as soon as that whistle goes, the only thing I'm thinking about is soccer.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking about all these exterior problems that are in my life. And then as a subsequence, you're hanging out with 16 players who some have similar backgrounds, some are completely different, and you just make friends that way as well.
Mm.
You force yourself in the situation, and there's also an outlet for your brain because you're not thinking about those things.
Yeah.
So rather than doing a hobby where you can still think.
Yeah.
Like for me, like surfing here is where you can still think.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of time. I don't know what you might be doing. I don't know. Painting, knitting, anything like that.
Maybe you could join a book club.
Because you're thinking about the book.
Yeah, exactly. Book, and then you can talk about it with people afterwards, or I don't know.
There's social netball clubs if you're a girl. There's that many like indoor sports clubs that you don't actually have to be good at the sport.
It's just
for fun. Anything like that where you're just not thinking about it, and then you're just in an environment with like-minded people.
Yeah.
That'd be my piece of advice.
I would say, I think that's probably the best advice.
It's a tricky, it's a transitional period. And I think it's very tough. And the only thing, time heals all.
Time does heal all.
So eventually one day, it's just going to click. You're going to meet that one person who changes your life and the way you think about your day oneers. And this is your new day oneer in the new country you're at.
Yeah.
So it's just time.
Facts.
You'll get there.
Agreed. All right. I recently moved to Australia from Canada and realized that men here don't very often approach women. Back in Canada, if you make eye contact with a guy for anything over a second, he will instantly approach you and introduce himself or offer to buy you a drink. Are there any ways I can encourage guys to come up to me, i.e. eye contact? Or should I approach them? Thanks and love the pod. You have me laughing and smiling down the street in public.
Hell yeah.
I think, from all the things I've heard over the maybe a few years, have come to a conclusion that Australian men, pussies.
I think so too. Well, I borderline see it as a good thing. So you go to Europe and every girl comes back and saying European men are like creep, like
gropey.
Yeah, like they're like, I'm going to take you home with me if you like it or not.
Fair point.
Whereas we have the opposite end of the spectrum where we're like, I'm scared to look at you.
Yeah.
So I think it's better. We're tougher nuts to crack.
Yeah.
But once you get in, you're in.
Let me tell you one thing. You're going to have a great success rate if you go up to a guy.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Let me tell you that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
If
you make eye contact with a guy, and it's like, you know how you can make eye contact with someone, it's like obvious you're attracted to each other.
Yeah.
If you make that type of eye contact and he doesn't come up to you, it's because he's scared. And us Aussies, we're just scared, all right?
Mm.
But
we can change the stigma around men having to go up to women.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Your success rate of going up to him will be 100%.
Yeah, if you make those eyes. Make sure you make like a lot. Don't have like a little tiny eye contact. Have a big one.
Yeah.
Make sure you know. Maybe a couple, three or four times.
Yeah.
Just to be like, confirm it.
Yeah.
And then go up to him. What line would you use?
Ooh, on me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What sort of...
Oh, wait, okay. All right. Go to a guy. I feel like this would get me because I think it's funny. You may not like it, but you might like it.
Okay.
Because if you don't like it, I'll do a different one. But come up, if you make good eye contact with him, come up to me or him, sorry, and say, are we going to keep making eye contact or are you going to buy me a drink? Now, I personally would be like, I'm going to buy you a drink. But I don't think Oddie likes being told what to do.
Nah.
So with Oddie, you'd have to go up and be like, are we going to keep making eye contact or are you going to let me buy you a drink? And just buy him the drink.
Mm.
Buy him the first drink.
Yeah, no, I do.
I reckon that's foolproof.
It's both of those, mate.
Yeah.
I'm even thinking if we like avoid the drink, if it's not a drink in the thing, like even just like, are we going to keep making eye contact or do you want to get my number?
That's lays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lays. Are we going to keep making eye contact or are you going to come talk to me?
Yeah.
And then something like that.
Yeah.
That'll definitely work.
The confidence is hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
So we don't have any solution to how to get men to come up to you because it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Also, another thing in Australia is I think quite often, so sometimes some men go out to get girls. Very often, we go out to be with friends.
Yeah.
We don't even think about girls. We're out there just being idiots trying to make our friends laugh.
Yeah.
So sometimes in Australia, we're not all about hookup culture. Like there's hookup culture, but it's not like we're not going out to get girls. We're going out to have fun.
Yeah. Sometimes too, I'm just looking around and I accidentally make eye contact with someone and
I don't
think like, fuck, she's hot. I'm just like, oh shit.
Yeah, she's coming to me like, get a shirt that says I have a girlfriend. I'm going to just do this to her.
Like my eyes just wonders, especially out. I'm just looking at things like, oh, there's
people watching. You're just people
watching. Yeah. And then someone catches eyes. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So if you go up to them, problem solved.
Yeah. You catch her eyes. She smiles at you and you're like,
Get me out of here now. My next one. Hi guys, absolutely love the pod. Everyone starts it like that.
I know, thank you.
Here's my dilemma. So I basically am seeing a guy. It was a long distance relationship. I had gone out clubbing. I was sort of drunk and a guy forcibly kissed me, which was a very bad experience. I told my ex the next day that, hey, this happened the other night, and his reaction was not it. He said this isn't acceptable. I'm like, bruh, it wasn't me who kissed the guy. I had to end things between us and I really miss him being around me. A few months later, he flew to my city and asked if we could hang out and talk things out. I asked him to come back over to my place and we talked it out. He flew back to his city the next day and we kept talking over calls. And he randomly mentioned this, girl best friend, all capitals, and having feelings for him. And the other night, he might actually be feeling something for her too. And they eventually got together. It sort of hurt me because I was thinking of getting back to him with him. I let it go and never spoke to him again. Should I confront him about this? What should I do?
What?
So I thought. What? I thought this was relatable because to us the answer is so simple.
Yeah, like so simple.
Story was also good. I just wanted to read it.
Yeah, actually, that's a good story. That was good. I was engaged.
But I think we get a lot of dilemmas, right? Me and Jake go outside and have to pick a couple, and we say, "Fuck these things." The answers are so simple.
Yeah. Sometimes we're like. Oi, I'm going to read this one to you because I'm not putting this on the pod, and we'll read one and we'll just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. But that's relatable because once you're in it, you can't see it because that's your brain just like, it's in a spiral. Just be like, oh, it was the one, la, 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 la.
Wait, true. Yeah, I got to start. Like, I do remember every now and then, but I got to be more onto it where it's like, they're sending this dilemma because they're in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not in it.
Where the outsider's looking in. So we're just like, the answer's so simple. Girl.
Leave it. Don't worry about it. He's in a different city.
Yeah, he's in a different city. He had a bad reaction for you getting forcibly kissed.
Yeah.
Like red flag number one. Like that's like a traumatic experience. Like a guy forcibly taking his tongue down his throat or something like that. So honestly, get out of there while you can. Move on to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a simple answer.
I say, yeah, don't make any drama. Well, I mean, I'm not saying don't make any thing out of it because it's not worth the drama in your own life.
No, you know? And yeah, 100%.
All right. Went on a first date. Everything was going well until he realized he needed to parallel park. He became visibly stressed trying to get into the parking. Literally tried to make the park about 5 times without winning. At this point, people outside started to watch. The worst part was when he asked me to get out of the car and guide him into the spot, and he still couldn't get in. To make matters worse, he almost tripped as we were walking into the restaurant. This is the biggest ick of my life.
Is that it?
I think she's just telling us, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
She just had to get it off her chest.
To be fair, relatable.
Facts!
So relatable.
I would like to give this man some advice, all right? Okay, go to the parallel park. Confidence firstly, all right?
Yeah.
You have to manifest you're going to get this first go. First attempt doesn't go well, off you go. Yeah. New park, off you go. New park. There's no point trying. Just look at her and be like, honestly, I can't believe I even tried that. And then just keep going.
I refuse sometimes. I look at her. First time I went to stay at my girlfriend's
Your
place.
Your car though.
For the first time. So I got a big ute, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, her roommate was going to move her car so I could park there. She was leaving or something, or she had to park that just like she can park there with a number plate or something.
Yeah.
And she pulled out and she has a little chick's car and she goes, oh, here you go. And I was like, this isn't even one.
Was it reverse parallel?
Yeah, reverse parallel. And then it's not like I could just drive away because she was waiting for me. So she's looking. Well, I had to park in this thing in my ute. In where we live, we don't reverse parallel ever.
Barely.
Like unless,
very rarely.
Like I don't think I've done it once. Yeah, anyway, no. I was like, oh, here we go. Confidence is key. I get sweaty. I get fucking red. I get all those symptoms. And I'm like, I've never reverse paralleled my ute. So no. Ever.
This ever? Is the first, at least you got a camera.
Yeah, this is the first. I've got a camera first time. And I was just like, oh, I've got this shit. She's there watching.
Yeah.
Didn't hit it the first time. Went back out. I was like, I've got this. Second time, pretty much there. Third time I was in.
Oh, so you got it?
I got it.
Oh, facts.
And I was just like,
baby girl.
That could have been like a 50-50 if I hit it or not, but
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty good.
So, to be fair to this guy, it's relatable.
Yeah. Oi, reverse parallel parking is difficult.
Yeah.
And if you got an ick from him tripping over going to a restaurant, you just don't like this man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we've come to realize that girls that get the ick, it just means that you don't actually like the man, because if you actually like someone, they could do anything and you'd still like them.
Yeah. And even, like, if, even if you're the dude, you use it in your favor. Like if I couldn't hit a park and like you were on a date with a first chick or something, mm-hmm. I'd just be like, fuck, I can't drive.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Make fun of yourself.
I'd be like, oopsie. I can't hit that. It looks like we're walking.
And if you're driving and like, she's like, you could park there and you're like reverse parallel. You clearly don't drive. And then just like, keep going. Like, I don't know.
Make fun of yourself. Don't like get all, like, if you're in the car with him, like honestly, it's his fault, but I don't know. It's not a big deal.
Nah, that's not, that was funny though.
Yeah. 100%. My next one. Hi there. I'm an 18-year-old female and I just started university. I've had one relationship, but it didn't last more than 3 months. It was also super hard to get into that relationship and have not even been noticed by another guy since then. I am on the bigger side of 190 pounds at 5'4". I don't know, how big is 190
pounds? 190
pounds? 220 is 100 kilos.
190. Wait.
You want to look it up?
190 pounds to kilos.
Yeah, we have no idea. See, this, I don't know. Is it
hold on. No, it's like 80 something.
Is that any short?
Yeah.
You want to look it up and confirm?
Yeah, I'll fuck it.
Is that called the metric system? Like, why the fuck does anyone use that?
I don't know. 190 pounds. Pounds to kilos. 86.
Okay, so it's 86 kilos at 5'4" and have thick thighs and absolutely no ass. And I have some love handles. But I'm wondering if that's the reason why I can't find a guy to stay in a relationship. Is a way to turn off for a guy. Do guys really care about what a woman looks like, or is it more about personality? What's your advice for someone in my position? Love the potty. Have an amazing day. Thanks in advance.
I'm going to say, well, I think guys, like, they care about looks.
I think so too.
Yeah. You want to be, like, I want to be attracted to someone. Like, attraction is the first thing, because you look at them and you think, wow, attractive. I need to go talk to this person.
Mm. But also, the weight's not what, like, your weight is attracted to different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, some people, yeah, would look at you.
Every man's preference is different. Like, some guys like petite girls. Some girls love bigger girls have those curves.
Some guys do love that.
So, I wouldn't put it down to that. And you're also young and 18, and I don't think you should define whether or not you're finding a relationship by the way you look at all.
No, and also, I wouldn't say, like, really, really wanting a relationship sometimes, in our opinion, means that you're not ready for one.
Mm.
You know, you really need to, I think a big part of a relationship is like two people coming together and complimenting each other, you know, both happy, and then you start a relationship and then you're just like happy together. Whereas I think you really, really need to be happy and you need to love yourself before you get into a relationship. I'm not saying you don't, but like, I think the best ones start when you just were like, oh, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
No, I think that's what the perfect piece of advice is. She's insecure and young and she thinks her body's the problem.
Yeah.
Whether or not that is the problem or not, I don't think it is. But she herself has to find self-worth.
Yeah.
So the way you can do, if you do think you're bigger, there's no problem. Go to the gym.
Like, I was actually thinking, so like there's all the big body positivity movement. Yeah. Like if you are talking about your body in a way where you don't like it, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you're not happy with it.
No, exactly.
And that can be a driver of going to the gym and eating good, and, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Well, yeah, don't get fit or try to lose weight to attract other males.
Do it for yourself.
Do it to find self-worth and think you look pretty.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never answer the question of you're not in a relationship because a dude thinks you're bigger. That's not the question. Is how do you find self-worth? Then you'll find a relationship. And that, if that's going to the gym, or you can find it in other ways, or you're going to find a nice guy down the track who likes you for who you are.
Yeah. Like, think about it this way. Let's say there's like the most beautiful girl in the world. All right. And you start dating her, but she is like insanely, like, just, she really, really cares about her body, and she's always talking about like how she doesn't feel good, and she's always comparing herself to others, and she's not happy with her body, and you see it, and you're complimenting her, you give her compliments all the time. Like, to me, I personally find it unattractive. Like, it's not like not unattractive, but just like, I just like, I, it really, it's like almost a turn off to just constantly hear someone talking shit about themselves.
Oh, I don't like it either.
I hate it. It's my biggest pet peeve. It's like, I hate it personally.
But no, it's one of the things I do with one of my girlfriend. When she wakes up, her hair's like a mess.
Yeah, she's it's
like,
funny.
Oh. And she goes, oh, why do I look like, why does my hair look so funny? Like, I'm like, why do you always talk so negatively the first thing you wake up?
Yeah. Like, first thing you do waking up and you're like, why does my hair look like that? It's like, because you were asleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, take this negative connotation out of your mind.
Yeah.
Don't say anything or say something positive about yourself.
Up against, like, let's say there was a girl that was generically considered to be unattractive.
Yeah.
But she was fucking confident. She always wore stuff that made her feel good. Mm. And she always said, fuck, I feel good, blah, blah, blah. She never talked shit about herself. She never talked bad about herself. That's going to be way more, the confidence is way more attractive than someone that's like just not happy with themselves.
Yeah.
You want to be with someone that's happy with themselves compared to someone that's not happy with themselves. So.
And I'm actually sort of in it. I would say her position as a female was sort of similar to how I was this very skinny 18-year-old male.
Yeah.
Which is probably a similar position to a bigger 18-year-old female.
Maybe.
Maybe looked over by other girls because I'm just a stick. I'm a tall stick. And to me, I probably had the same thinking process. I was like, oh, am I not getting chicks because I'm too skinny?
Probably like skinny did have tall. That, yeah.
And for me to find it, probably took me, I was just grinding the gym and expanding my knowledge as a person.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's not going to be like some, you're not going to be like, I'll do it once after a year. Just one day it clicks in the back of your head and you're just like, I'm happy with what I look like.
Yeah.
And for me, it came down to the hard work in the gym.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's going to come down for you. It might be a mental thing. It might be a physical thing. But it's finding that out and finding self-worth in yourself.
Definitely, yeah. So we're not saying go lose weight and you'll be happy. We're saying like that's a good way to, it's a good way to do it. But also just like really become, just start to love yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need to love yourself before someone else loves you.
Yeah, agreed.
You out?
I'm out. You got one?
Yeah. Okay, my last one. Doubling up. Hey, absolutely love the pod. I'm a 19-year-old female. I just got out of high school. I've started thinking about my future and what I want in life, and I'm going to start nursing school in the coming fall. I've had a couple of short-term relationships, but nothing lasts more than 3 to 4 months. I've started thinking that I'm just going to have to settle for a guy, and that scares me to death. I've also found out that I've a submissive and oral kink, but I'm in a religion and have a very conservative relationship about talking about sex in any aspect. I want to marry into the religion, but don't think that I can find someone who will be able to meet each other's needs. Any advice, thoughts on kinks? Thanks.
Oh, she has a submissive kink.
Yeah.
Damn, girl. Damn. Like thrown up against a wall and shit. Oh, told what to do.
Yeah.
Mm.
I could never, right?
You can never be told what to do, or you can never do the telling.
I'm too soft to do the telling, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon I could do it.
I don't reckon I could.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm too much of a nice guy. I just couldn't pull myself to be like, do this now.
You got to have like a character change.
Yeah.
It's like you are who you are outside of the bedroom. Yeah. As soon as that testosterone kicks in and get you horny, just damn, boy.
Mm, exactly.
But okay, I'm going to.
Did she say she was, how old was she?
19.
So what's this?
What's with the pressure of finding someone at 19? Oh, it's because she's religious.
Oh, she's going to settle. Yeah, she's got this
religious.
And she wants to be in the religion and get married in there.
Yeah. I wonder if she's waiting till marriage.
Well, I'm assuming though.
Since if she figured out her kink, she mustn't be.
No, yeah, yeah. So she's in a relationship. No, sorry. She's in a religion and she's found out this kink that she likes.
Mm.
So surely there's other men who are in this religion who aren't as vanilla as the religion say they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, like every you just keep finding.
Fuck it, sleep around the church. Yeah. Find out.
But to submissive oral kink, that's fine. No one's judging you on that. That's completely normal.
I think that's totally normal.
It's what you like. Yeah, yeah. There's no judgment there. It's just finding a dude. If I was opposed to doing it, right?
Yeah.
If she said she wanted it, I wouldn't be like, oh no, I don't want to have sex with you now.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, I'm willing to try.
I'd be like, tell me what I'm comfortable. I'd be like, tell me what you want.
Like, tell me what you want me to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to just tell you what to do? Because like, I can do that. But like, I don't know if you want me to call you like, you know, you're my dirty little fucking slut. You're a little whore. Shit like that. Like, that might be a bit much for me.
Exactly. So. I don't think it's weird. It's talking it through. It's just what you like. So that's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to... Okay. You know what I like about religion? Group? Like community.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have a community that you feel like you belong to. People feel like they belong. because humans need that. Yeah. They have routine. They do, you know, church on Sundays or whatever days they go, if they go. But like, they feel like they have some a community they can go to. They feel like they belong to something. What I don't like about it is they're like, oh, but you can't have sex before marriage.
Mm.
You know, we don't talk about sex here.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to marry into the religion. Like, it's I don't like it how they tell you how to live your life. And you'll be shunned if you don't do it that way, just because you want to be part of a community.
It's a cult.
It's literally, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Yes.
But like, I like what they, there's some things they do that are really good, but then it's like, they just lose me at some part. They really lose
me. Well, I can see the side of God's always someone to talk to.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a relationship or anyone important in your life, or you lost someone.
Yeah.
You turn to God, which makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, and you talk to him. You
start praying for a dude that's not vanilla.
Yeah, you could. Exactly.
You can start praying for a dominatrix dude.
What would you do, right? I think she's making a problem out of nothing, right? So she wants to marry into the religion, mm-hmm. she said. Mm-hmm. If you found a girl you liked, mm-hmm. you were in love with her,
mm-hmm.
you wanted to get married,
mm-hmm.
and you did everything right, wouldn't you just marry into the religion with her because that's what she wants?
Wait, what?
Or does marrying into religion mean the guy has to be from the same religion? Couldn't you just marry him into the religion with you?
Oh, wait, yeah. Do they welcome
people? Couldn't you just find a man?
Can he just become a Christian?
Yeah, fall in love with you. And then if everything's right, he agrees, he wants to get married, you want to marry into the religion. He's just like, okay, I want to marry into Christianity.
I think you can do that, but I have a feeling that she wants to marry into someone that's already, the way she worded it, she wants to marry into a family and to a guy that's already part of the religion.
Well, it's simple. Just start finding dudes who match your sexual chemistry, which you have to do anyway.
Mm. Maybe what you could do is, all right, because I assume that once you, let's say you meet someone at the church in your religion, okay, your community, I assume once you start dating, like, I think just because it's so, I reckon a lot of the people maybe don't wait till marriage now. Yeah. They tell people they do, but they don't.
Yeah.
I would say just once you know, be picky, it's fine. But once you meet someone in the church that you like, just be very honest. Mm. Just be honest with them and say, like, okay, look, sex life, important to me. All right? I want you to tie me the fuck up. I want you to do whatever you want to me.
Mm.
Can you handle that? And if he says nah, just be like, okay, look, good. Thanks for not wasting my time.
Exactly.
And if he's like, look, I've never done it, but I'm open to trying, then happy days.
Fuck, hearing that would be hot.
Facts!
Yeah.
Imagine. The guy's lying. Yeah. He's fighting the urge if he says he doesn't want to do it. All right?
Yeah. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, what?
You'd be like, we can try.
All I can do is try.
All I can do is try. But like, I would just like, and then let him know, like, you know, I'll be patient with you. I'll help you. I'll tell you what to do. And then one day I'm sure it'll just click in him. And I don't know, he'll just throw you up through a window.
Yeah. And leave like, it on. I know, I don't want to throw any shade at religion or anything like that. But you've already had sex, which is probably against your religion.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're putting pressure on yourself to find your love and you're considering settling to conform to this religion rather than waiting to find the right one is very questionable to me. I would prefer to be happy, and because your religion doesn't know what makes you happy. You do.
Yeah.
So I would prefer to do a couple of things that are opposed to what my religion says and be happy rather than conforming, because they don't know you.
Agreed.
That would be my advice.
Agreed.
So dilemmas, baby.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We'll leave it at that.
They were some good ones.
They were some good ones.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple of months.
Keep sending. We'll see you in 2 weeks, yeah. All right? We're going to get back onto it. 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Keep sending them in. You know where to go. Go to our link in our bios. Google Doc, Dilemma, send it in. It's all anonymous, so don't worry about it. Send anything. Doesn't have to be a relationship. I keep saying this. Doesn't have to be like, send anything.
Some people just send us like their thoughts. Anything. Like, we like to get a laugh when we're reading them.
Sometimes people will just send us a random thought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's funny.
Mm.
But, all right. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Do what you wanna do.
Be what you wanna be.
Relatables.